Light of Life Radio now presents the first Saturday Light of the World Cenacle by the Apostolate for Family Consecration.
To our first Saturday Light of the World Cenacle. We're broadcasting this particular program from the Eternal City of Rome, just a few blocks from St. Peter's Square. We're here with Edward Cardinal Gagnon, former president of the Pontifical Council for the Family, and the cardinal that is presenting the cause of Jacinta and Francisco from Fatima for beatification. Now, the Holy Father was just in Fatima, and again, he's focusing the world back on this message. And so many of us are afraid of war and anticipation of war. But you said the war is already here because we're killing the unborn, and the Holy Father is focusing on that.
Yes. You know, we are so impressed by what we read that we see wars at certain moments, but war is going on. For instance, there's been so much fuss about Vietnam, but many more people have died since the war in Vietnam is finished.
Yes.
Died at the time. And also the number of children who are being killed every year in the bosom of their mother is greater than all the people killed in war since the beginning of the world.
That's right.
And if you allow someone to kill the fruit of his womb, and if you, tell people, you are obliged to have sexual activity, you know, you're not normal if you don't have it, but then you're free to kill the result of that. So it's the worst kind of war that can happen.
Yes.
But the Holy Father, who knows better than anybody else what is happening in the world, what is visible and what happens in the secret of the homes and the family, it never loses hope because of his great faith in the love of Christ, and the love which is had been shown during the life of Christ, and which has been shown every time the Lord has appeared, like to Saint Mary, showing his Sacred Heart, that is showing his love, or when he appears to us through the messages of our Blessed Mother, he knows that God loves us and that everything that happens can turn to our advantage, as Saint Paul said, if we love him.
Yes.
Respond to his love. So the Holy Father goes around the world like so many other saints, begging us to love our Lord and to love him not just in words but in all of our life.
That's right. And I think when we look at the Holy Father when he went to Fatima, now this was the 10th anniversary of his shooting, and he's refocusing the world again back on this very emphatic message of penance and reconciliation.
The Holy Father, in this trip to Fatima, has taught the fundamental truths of our faith and what should be our life. But he has gone there this time more to pray than to teach. It is true that when we see him praying, when we have that privilege, it's a great lesson of faith. And in Fatima, he has gone to pray, to thank for what had the Blessed Mother had done to him in this year of 81, and what she's doing for him and through him for the Church in humanity every day. it is sure that the Holy Father could not keep the schedule he has and yes. make all those trips. And you see, he came back from Fatima on Monday evening, and the next morning he was already receiving people. On the next morning, he signed publicly 17 decrees on the heroicity of virtues of future saints. Mm-hmm. No? Nobody could have that strength if he was not helped daily by the strength of the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. which comes to us through the intercession of Mary. Right. Mary is the one who knows best what the Holy Spirit can do, because mm-hmm. it's the Holy Spirit that produced in her incarnation of our Lord. She had complete faith in the Holy Spirit, and we should have too, and mm-hmm. never become discouraged. That's the greatest temptation, to discourage people. There's a magazine which for a certain number of years did a lot of good. But recently, they have taken the attitude of showing everything that's going wrong in the world,
yeah.
showing the weaknesses of the Catholics in different countries, forgetting all the good
that is happening.
Huh? That's right. And that's not Christian anymore, because we are saved through faith mm-hmm. and hope
that's right.
and love. So, mm-hmm. So that's the message that the Pope gave. In Fatima, he spoke with realism, and I think in a discourse he made to ambassadors there, he said things that we should hear more often, that the heads of states, those responsible for what is happening to the world, will be judged by Christ mm-hmm. If they lack respect for the human person, mm-hmm. If they don't respect the fundamental rights of the human right. person. So he knows what is happening, is calling people back to the motivations which should help us change the world. Mm-hmm. In this trip, he has insisted very much on the future of Europe, because Europe, there'll be a new status of United yes. Nations of Europe. Mm-hmm. The Pope doesn't want that to be just a new way of confrontation mm-hmm. with America or with other continents. Mm-hmm. He wants it to be a union of nations to put themselves at the service of those who need in the mm-hmm. world, for the peace of the whole world, and to better the conditions of life of so many countries where people live under the level of humanity.
Yes.
So he's prayed for that, but he always with the assurance that if we made a little effort, mm-hmm. God would do the rest.
That's right. Huh?
So this should be our attitude.
I think that's so important, too, because when you look around, you see so much evil around and you think it's hopeless. But our Blessed Mother said she would call down the grace of God to take care of all that if we just do the little things she asked us to do.
Sure.
With our life and consecrating our life to Jesus through her.
And I think one of the great lessons of Fatima is that the Blessed Mother should ask children who had no instruction, mm-hmm. but who were simple, who had received in their family a sense of faith right. and desire to visit Jesus in the Church, in the Eucharist, that she would tell those little children that in a way they were responsible for the future of the world.
Yes, sir.
It's a call for all of us. We expect a change in the world coming through great movements or great events. No, mm-hmm. it will come through our responding, each one of us in our home where we work, responding right. to that call that we have to keep close to the Lord, to receive mm-hmm. Him in Holy Communion, to receive the sacrament of penance, because we know we are weak. This poor Francisco was so sorry for this great sins of his life, as he said. He was mm-hmm. asking pardon for that. And their sins was that at times he had gone out of home to meet his friends without asking permission. Mm-hmm. Once he stole about the value of 10 cents to give to a poor. No, and still he had the sense that he had to make atonement mm-hmm. for that. But most of all, they came to see that our Lord loves us, and He's just waiting for us to tell Him that we love Him and to show that we love Him. And He'll do the rest.
Oh, God bless Your Eminence for everything You're doing for the Church. This was a very powerful First Saturday message for our people. And we just want to thank You for being loyal to the Holy Father and staying close to Our Lady. We're now going to continue with this very special meditation of the First Saturday. review the first Saturday formula for peace, let us look at the intentions. First of all, making reparation for the insults, sacrileges, and indifferences committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. What are these offenses? Our Lord told Sister Lucia that there are five: the blasphemies against the Immaculate Conception of His Mother, against Mary's virginity, against the divine maternity, refusing at the same time to accept Mary as the mother of all mankind. And those who try to publicly implant in children's hearts indifference, contempt, and even hate against the Immaculate Mother of God. And fifth, those who insult her directly in her statues. Now the promise that Our Lady gave Sister Lucia, and Sister Lucia told this to Pope Pius XII in a letter on December 2, 1940. She said, "Our Blessed Mother promises to assist the persons who will practice this devotion in the hour of their death with all the necessary graces for their salvation." Now, the conditions for the First Saturday Communion of Reparation are, first of all, confession within a reasonable period of time, Holy Communion, meditation for 15 minutes on the mysteries of the Rosary, which we're going to do, and then saying the Rosary, and doing this for five consecutive First Saturdays. This is the key. We're going to be listening to Mother Teresa of Calcutta and Pope John Paul II at the close of this program. They'll be giving their spiritual insights, and again, Our Lady of Fatima specifically asked Sister Lucia for 15-minute meditations on one or more of the mysteries of the Rosary. So let us imitate Pope John Paul and enter into this meditation as we say our Rosary.
You are listening to LOL Radio's broadcast of the first Saturday, Light of the World Cenacle, by the Apostolate for Family Consecration. If you would like to obtain a copy of this broadcast, contact the Apostolate for Family Consecration at 740-567-7700 or at info@afc.org.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and He sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
For the intentions of our Holy Father, the Pope, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. All for the Sacred and Eucharistic Heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and Immaculate Heart of Mary, all in union with St. Joseph. Let us now meditate on the first sorrowful mystery, the agony in the garden. And we pray for the strength to offer God our trials in family and community life.
I commend my spirit.
Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with Saint Joseph. The second sorrowful mystery, the scourging at the pillar. We pray for an increase in the spirit of purity to spread throughout our land once again.
Let me preface by saying what happened to Jesus happened to the instrumentality of Roman soldiers mm-hmm. who were professional in killing mm-hmm. by crucifixion. The scourging was a common thing that was done because it numbs the senses. And so it was not abnormal that Pilate would have him scourged. What was strange, as we read in Mark, that he was going to have him scourged and then freed. But that didn't happen. But he was scourged and then crucified. But the scourging, they had two men to do the scourging. And the shroud tells us one was right-handed, one was left-handed, one was taller than the other. And they used a whip like a cat of nine tails. They had a handle, and they had strands of leather coming out. And at the tips of the leather, they had little leaden balls and sometimes jagged pieces of metal and glass that were attached to it. So when the right-handed one would have his whip, and they were systematic in whipping from his neck all the way down to his feet. So when they struck him with the whip wrapped itself around his body, dug itself in, the leaden balls, of course, causing bruises. Then when they pulled it, it would pull the skin. Now, when the right-handed guy was finished, the left-handed guy would strike. So it was, you know, back and forth, crisscrossed, all the way from his neck to his feet.
And it wrapped all around.
All around, yes. And according to Jewish law, you could only hit a person 50 times with a whip. Mm-hmm. And they usually stopped at 49 to make sure in case they miscounted, because they didn't want to break the law. But these weren't Jewish soldiers. These were Roman soldiers. Mm-hmm. And they had absolutely no compunction. They just whipped him until they were tired. Now, they stripped him naked. They tied his wrists to a pillar up high. So he was hanging on his wrists. He couldn't stand straight. He couldn't stand with the blood. Because when they finished with him, his body was shredded. He looked like hamburger.
Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell.
Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. All for the Sacred and Eucharistic Heart of Jesus, all through the Sorrowful and Immaculate Heart of Mary, all in union with St. Joseph.
Let us now meditate on the third sorrowful mystery, the crowning of thorns. We pray for an increase in moral courage for all the members of our family, community, and the apostolate, for the specific purpose of forgiving those that deeply hurt us.
Mark tells us, the soldiers now led Jesus away into the hall known as the Praetorium, and at the same time they assembled the whole cohort, about 40. Mm-hmm. They dressed him in royal purple. These were Praetorian guards, because Pilate was a member of the royal family, so they had purple cloaks. Mm-hmm. So they took one of their old cloaks, and they wrapped that around him, because they heard that he was supposed to be a king. Mm-hmm. So they gave him the royal garment, stuck a reed in his hand as a scepter, and of course they had to have a crown. And outside of the Praetorium guard room, and you can still see that today if you ever go to Jerusalem, there are thorn bushes. And they cut the branches of these thorn bushes and plaited a crown. It wasn't a ringlet. It covered the whole head. And some of these thorns are like from 1 to 3 inches long. And they're so sharp that women used to use it to sew. All right? Well, they placed this on his head and then pounded it in so that these thorns penetrated his skull. If you ever had a scalp wound, you know how bloody that is. Our head is so important, and it takes a lot of blood there. And so when he did that, he began to bleed from his head, and it filled his face, eyes, pools of it. Some of them, I understand from the shroud, went so deep that it penetrated his eye. It went that far down, this part, down right in there.
And I think the shroud shows that they've driven a spike right through his eye.
Well, that was this. Yeah. That was this.
Right.
Yes. And I don't know how he didn't scream. We complain about headaches. Yeah. Mockery.
He kept offering it all.
Yes. He just, his whole being, everything that he was, and he gave in reparation for our sins.
And I think, Father, the reality is that he could have stopped it at any time.
Oh, yes.
It was God.
Oh, sure.
He could have stopped it at any time.
Jesus, the circumcision was enough to redeem all mankind.
Right.
Understand?
Right.
But for Jesus, he had to go all the way. He gave everything he had.
Who struck thee? Who struck thee? Who struck thee? Who struck thee? Who struck thee, O King?
Crown the king?
Yes!
I crown you king.
What's this?
You've had your sport. Now Pilate wants him.
Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with Saint Joseph. The fourth sorrowful mystery, the carrying of the cross. We pray for an increase in the virtue of constancy and patience in family and community life.
What they did is the one who was to be executed carried his own cross. Now, wood is very scarce. It's a desert place. So they didn't, like we have so many images of Jesus carrying the whole cross. Mm-hmm. The vertical part was always stationary. You know, crucifixions were a dime a dozen. Mm-hmm. If you ever went to Jerusalem at that time, somebody was hanging on a cross. Jesus himself must have seen this many times when he went into Jerusalem. So it was common. It was not unusual to find somebody going down the street with a part of a cross. They carried the arm part. Mm-hmm. They placed it on his shoulder and tied his hands to it. You know, so he had to carry it on his shoulders. It was a heavy beam. Mm-hmm. Now, in his weakened condition, because there was a lot of loss of blood in the crucifixion, so he's very weak, becoming very thirsty. I'm sure his tongue was swelling. His lips were bruised. His nose was broken from being slapped. And his garment was long, and so when he was carrying his cross, it was easy for him to step on it and fall. And there was no way he could break the fall.
He couldn't put his arms in front of him.
No, that's right. He couldn't. He just fell heavily on his face with this weight and the thorns in his head penetrating even further each time. I don't know how many times he fell. Right. We remember three when we make the Stations of the Cross. But he could have fallen many times.
Because they said there was no skin on his face or
his
knees.
Just bruised,
So he hit his knees and then dropped to his face.
Yes, heavily.
And those cobblestone streets there.
Worse. You know, if you go, you can barely go from side to side. The homes are close together. Mm-hmm. And it is cobblestones, and it's curved to the center because they had an open sewer down the middle. Mm-hmm. And this is what he was walking in and fell in each time he went. Now, you know,
And he could have stopped it at any time.
Oh, yes, of course.
And this is the incredible love that God has
for us.
Oh, yes.
His love is, we just don't understand it. It's mystery. Yeah. But his mother was there. It hurts to think about it.
Yeah.
You see your own son, the agony she must have felt. She felt everything he did deep within her soul.
My son.
My son, I feel so much torment from the horrible nightmare. Jesus, my
Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with Saint Joseph. The fifth sorrowful mystery, the crucifixion. Let us pray for the grace to see our faults and die to our selfishness, so that the Spirit and love of God can flow through us to our families and community.
Remember what his body looked like from the scourging. And by this time, his garment was just stuck to him like his outer skin. And if you've ever tried to peel
a bandage
from a wound in your hand, well, when they got him up there and they took the beam off of him, they grabbed his garment and they stripped him, you know, all his nerve endings. They reopened all the wounds and he began to bleed profusely again. Then they threw him to the ground. They grabbed his right arm. They'd already dug holes in the wood and they got a spike and they spiked him through his wrist, not through his hand. The shroud says, and there have been experiments that if you put the nail in his hand, the weight of the arm would cause the nail to break right through and the arm would fall. But between, there is a hollow spot, you can feel it, right there. And when you put a nail through there, the muscles tighten around the nail and keep it in place. I have this crucifix here, and it shows this. See, the nail is right in that area, in the wrist. Now, there is something else that happens here. Right through here, in your arm, there is a very important nerve bundle called the median nerve. It controls all the movement of our fingers and all the sensitive, probably the most sensitive spot in our body are our fingers. Controls all of that, okay? If you touch that median nerve, you feel a sharp, explosive pain. We experience it when we say we hit our funny bone. Okay, that's part of the median nerve. I had the unfortunate experience of knowing exactly what that means. I've had to go through some bone scans, and one of the times, the technician decided to put the isotopes into my wrist. All right, and he missed, and he touched the median nerve, and it just barely touched it. Didn't break or anything. Oh, you know, and I Keith thought right away, when that nail went through that median nerve, went through it, there must have been an explosion of pain in our Lord's head. I think we would faint with the pain. Well, they nailed him through that nerve. Then the other arm, the hole was just a little bit off, and instead of digging another hole, they pulled his arm right out of its socket and nailed him.
Oh, my Lord.
Now, what I'm saying here, it takes longer to say than the actual moment, because they did this very quickly. Bang, bang. But I think that Jesus experienced the greatest pain at this point. They had to lift him up, dead weight, on those nails hanging on his nerves, with the crown of thorns, dead weight, all the way up, and then jam it into the upright, and his body just fell, his head jerked back, shoving those thorns further in, and he yelled out, "Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing."
Finished.
Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit.
Let us pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with Saint Joseph.
Gloria Saint Joseph, spouse of the Immaculate Virgin, obtain for me and all the members of my family and loved ones a confident, sinless, generous, and patient heart, and perfect resignation to the divine will. Be our guide, Father, and model throughout life, that we may merit a death like yours, in the arms of Jesus and Mary. Help us, Saint Joseph, in our earthly strife, to fulfill our responsibilities, and ever to lead a pure and blameless life. Heavenly Father, please ask the Holy Spirit, who resides in the innermost recesses of my soul, to help me to call to mind all of my sins and faults. Help me to detach myself from these faults and sins, so that I can be a useful instrument in the hands of the Most Holy Family, to achieve your distinctive plan for my life. Let me now pause for a few moments to think of my sins, faults, and omissions.
Prayer number 9. O my God,
I am heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I detest all my sins, because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell, but most of all, because they offend thee, my God, who art all good and deserving of all my love. I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to confess my sins, to do penance, and to amend my life. Amen.
Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to release the poor soul of one of our loved ones from purgatory, for each of us who received your Son in Holy Communion this day. And we ask these souls being released to pray continually that our families, and the members and families of the apostolate, do your will.
Social progress and human development are the concern of all. They are a particular concern to the Church. From the very beginning of her existence in time, the Church has endeavored to fathom the total richness of the message which Jesus Christ proclaimed both by his words and his actions. Sent by the Father to assume our humanity and bring salvation to all, the Lord Jesus provided us with the key to understanding our humanity. He taught us about our origin and destiny, which are in God. He taught us the transcendent value of all human life and the supreme dignity of the human person, created in the image and likeness of God. He taught us that human life is fulfilled in knowing and loving God and in loving our neighbor according to the measure of God's love for us. He invited us to follow him, to become his disciples. He summoned us to be converted in our hearts by entering into the mystery of his passion, death, and resurrection. He revealed that we are God's partners in bringing creation to fulfillment. And he now fashions us into a chosen people, a communion of faith with a commitment to his kingdom. In drawing attention to the need for an ever greater social consciousness in our day, I also wish to draw attention to the need for prayer. Prayer is the deepest. Prayer is the deepest inspiration and dynamics of all social consciousness. Through prayer, the struggle for justice finds its proper motivation and encouragement and discovers and maintains truly effective means.
Because this will stop abortion, won't it, Mother, if enough families go and make Eucharistic holy hours and are being formed in the truth?
Yeah, it's abortion is nothing but killing, no? Destroying the presence of God, the image of God. That's why it is very, very, very important that we really help our families to have that tender love and unity. It's the whole trouble of abortion is disunity, and they have no time to love each other. They have no time for their children. And naturally, if they have no time, then they have no time to take care of them. They don't want. So that's, killing is the easiest way, but it's the greatest murder in the world, the greatest killing. I was talking to a group, a big group of doctors, and I said, if I had power, I would open a jail and I would put every single doctor ever into jail for killing the child, for causing the abortion. And I think everybody understood the reality of it, that it is perfectly true, that it's a real killing to the full meaning of the word.
Yes.
So now you see how everybody was terrified when the war started, no? So Why? Because all big people were involved, no? Mm-hmm. But same kind of killing goes quietly in abortion.
Yes.
Thousands and thousands are killed, but nobody's speaking about
it. Speaking about it.
And so I think this is a very reality that we must pray that with God's blessing that we may be able to stop this and to...
Yes, 40 million children a year are killed.
Must be more than that. Yes, those are really what we know, but yes. God knows how many are done.
That's worse than war. I mean, it is war.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a war against the little one.
Yes.
The other one is a war with the big people, but this one is a direct war with the child of God. Eh?
So when at Fatima, Our Lady said that nations would be annihilated, we're doing that now as we're aborting children.
It is terrible. That's why I proclaim, if you don't want the child to me, I will take care of the child. You see, we have more than 2,000 children we have given in adoption because we are fighting abortion by adoption.
Have been listening to LOL Radio's broadcast of the first Saturday Light of the World Cenacle by the Apostolate for Family Consecration. If you would like to obtain a copy of this broadcast, either for yourself or your family or friends, contact the Apostolate for Family Consecration at 740-567-7700 or email info@afc.org. Or you can contact LOL Radio at 304-598-0026 or 740-296-5758.